Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Am I speaking to Ms. James?
Yes, you are. Hi.
Hi, Ms. James. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Okay.
Yes.
And I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. We just have to make sure we have the correct information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, did you use hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
No, this is for myself.
Self, okay. And I hate asking this question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. And do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it is definitely okay. We don't need it to continue on.
I definitely know. It is a serious low grade, stage one.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
January 14, 2024.
Okay. I have January 14, 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor, her name is, let me get her name correctly before I tell you, Miss Diane, I know. Miss Dr. Diane Adams,
okay,
obstetrician and gynecologist.
Okay, how do I spell her last name? Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, oh yes, I got you. Adams is A-D-A-M-S.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you very clearly. I think we had a little bit of a weird connection. Okay. I do apologize. Okay. And what city and state is she out of?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. 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 I think I found her. You said she's obstetrics and gynecology.
Right? Gynecology.
Okay,
I'll be having a hard time.
I know. The medical terms are horrible. They make them so hard to say.
And it's so horrible when people try to speak it and we really don't know how.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Bear with me. I am trying to find her phone number. What facility was she out of, working out of? When you were diagnosed?
University of Pennsylvania Hospital.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay. Is that at 9492 William Penn Highway, Suite 1?
No, I'm going to give you the address. It's
okay.
Going to be 3400.
Okay.
3400 Spruce, S-P-R-U-C-E, Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19104.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, Hospital University of Pennsylvania. Perfect, thank you. And do you have her best phone number on hand?
I actually don't.
Okay, that's okay. I'll look. Let's see. Okay. Okay, I can't find a specific phone number for her, so I'm going to do the hospital's phone number. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then I know we've already answered this question, but just to verify, you were diagnosed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you do not currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I'm going to say 5 to 6 times in a year.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
09/09/1976.
Okay. 09/09/1976.
Six, yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. What state did you use hair relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. And when did you start using hair relaxers?
In 2004. When I was young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you had to estimate a month that you started using it in 2004, was it around your birthday?
I could say April.
April? Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
I stopped in last year.
Last year? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it around the time of your diagnosis?
Yes, I thought we
had. Okay. Now, I know you've already answered this question, but like I said, they have us ask them in a certain order. How often did you use or apply these products? It gives me the option of weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, or unsure.
No, I would say, like, you know, maybe monthly, because that's when, you know, like, it's, yes.
Yeah, okay. And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? If you'd like, I can calculate how many years it is from the dates that you've given me.
Over 20 years.
Okay.
Over 20 years.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatments in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Salon, okay. Do you have salon receipts for these visits? If not, it's okay.
I wouldn't have those
from
all those years, but
Okay. And let's see. What brand did you use?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Okay, now this question I'm probably going to have to repeat a few times because the way it's worded, it throws me off. So I'm going to read it very slowly. That way I don't mess it up. But please ask me if you need clarification, okay? So
okay.
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the hair product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to need you to repeat it. So you
yes.
said,
yes.
Did it
Okay. So I'll break it down into kind of, I'll explain what it means. So did you get diagnosed 2 or more years after you first used the product for a year? So let's say, okay, you first started using it in 2004. So after 2005, since you used it consecutively, after 2005, were you diagnosed 2 years or more after 2005?
No.
Okay, I'll ask it again because it is a weird question. Okay, so
it is weird because
I know. So okay, so you started in 2004. So a year after you started would be 2005. Okay, were you diagnosed 2 or more years after 2005?
More. Yes.
Okay.
More.
I know it's a weird question. We already know the answer once you gave me the dates, but the way they have us ask, we just need clarification.
Say the word
because
I'm like,
I know.
It really threw me off.
I know. I want to see if there's another way that they can word it, because even when I read it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this it's a tongue twister. Okay.
Yes.
I do apologize for that, but okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, so. What type of treatment did you receive?
Oh, goodness gracious. Chemotherapy, immunotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy.
Okay.
Then I had,
And then, okay. And then, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was saying, chemotherapy, immunity therapy, and a complete hysterectomy.
Okay, complete hysterectomy. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I don't feel well right now because it's like snowy over here. I don't know what part of the city you're in. It's like kind of snowy. The weather's kind of bad.
And
I just did some laundry, so
I'm
just waiting to get my clothes out to dry it.
Isn't that a never-ending thing? It's horrible. As soon as you get them clean, then it's like you have 10 more loads to do. It doesn't make sense. Okay, and then when did you start treatment? What date?
My first treatment date was in January of 2024.
Okay. All right. So you were diagnosed on the 14th. Would you say it was about a week later that you started treatment?
I'm
going
to say it started right away, like 4 to 5 days.
Okay. I'll put the 18th. But they'll be able to, look at that on your medical record. So even if you're a few days off, that's okay. Okay. It's just about the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. And it's such a, scary time that, of course, you're not memorizing dates of what everything's going on. Okay. And let's see. Was Dr. Diane Adams also your treating doctor?
No, Lori.
Okay. Lori, okay. L-A-U-R-I-E.
Uh-huh.
And what is Lori's last name?
Lori's name is, let me see, I have it in my mood. Oh, goodness gracious. Let me go pick it up. Miss Lori. Okay, Lori, and then it's Corey, MD. She is the oncologist.
Okay.
Yeah, so LoriCory.
Okay.
She was my
MD. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay. And was she at 3400 Civic Center Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
19104, please.
Okay. 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 It says floor 3, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
feel like I need a Tylenol and everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I want to get sick right now.
I know, it's for sure going around. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm scared of it.
I know. Me too. I know.
You know, somebody sneeze or cough, I'll be trying to, like, run because my immune system
exactly.
is so weak. I got to keep masks on. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And I have your first name spelled Latasha. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then your last name, James?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
N.
N. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then this is also for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
1-88-58-6089.
Okay. I have 1-88-58-6089.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have health insurance coverage?
Yes, I do. I have Keystone First.
Okay. How do I spell that?
Keystone, KeyStone.
Okay.
FIRST, yes. Keystone First.
Okay, First. Okay. Okay, and then for your email, I have your first name, last name, 0909@icloud.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then this phone number, the 215-847-6251, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it a mobile or a home phone number?
This is my cell phone.
Okay. When being contacted, would you prefer a phone call first, a text first, or an email first?
Definitely a text message. I won't really like check my emails until I'm like laying down.
Okay.
So yeah, so a text message would be perfect. Yeah.
Okay. And when is the best time of day to reach you? I have morning, afternoon, or evening.
Mornings is fine.
Okay. Okay. Okay, for some reason, my system is not letting me go further because of the, let's see, it's not letting me do the correct diagnosis date. So bear with me. I'm going to go speak to my supervisor and see what we can do. I don't know why it's not. Oh, wait, because I haven't put your address in yet. That is why. Okay, what is your home address?
1324 North 53rd Street.
Okay.
Philadelphia, you have it.
Okay. There we go. I do apologize for that. Okay. So 1324 North 53rd Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Yes.
Okay. Now let me see. And is there an apartment or unit number, building number?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now it worked. Okay. I do apologize for that. That gave me, I was like, there is no way. Okay. Now, do you have your medical records on you by chance? Do you have a copy? Are they on your phone through my chart
no,
or
I don't
anything
have
like that?
No, I don't have them on me right at the moment, but I can get them to you as soon as
possible. Okay. And if they do need you to provide the medical records, would you rather provide them by mail, electronically, or either?
Electronically would be fine.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
She doesn't live with me, but it's my daughter. And I can give you her name and number.
Okay, what is her first name?
Shamara, S-H-A-M-A-R-A.
Okay.
And her last name is going to be Green with two E's, G-R-E-E-N.
Okay.
And let me get her number.
Okay.
Let me get my number for you. Okay, her phone number is going to be 445-256-1259.
Okay. I have 445-256-1259.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, I am going to be sending you DocuSign documents. Bear with me. I just have to go over the questions one more time to make sure I click the right button. That way, we don't have to go through me sending you another document to sign, okay?
Okay.
So, I have, and please stop and correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
I have that you do not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have that you use straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer on January 14th, 2024.
Correct.
Okay. Your diagnosing doctor was Diane Adams at 3400 Spruce Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
I have that you used hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed. On average, you used it 5 to 6 times per year.
Correct.
Okay. I have that the facility you were diagnosed with the University of Pennsylvania Hospital at 3400 Spruce Street. I have that you're a client or you're a resident of the United States and your date of birth is 9/9/1976.
Correct.
Okay. You were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be texting you my personal office number. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. Also, if you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also diagnosed after using hair relaxers, please give them my number so we can get their voices heard as well, because word of mouth is the only way that we can hold these companies responsible and put them accountable for what they've done. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
Of course. Now, I also see or I have that you started using hair relaxer in April of 2004. You stopped in January, around January 14th, 2024.
Yes.
Okay. The state you used it was Pennsylvania and you used the products monthly.
Yes.
For 20 consecutive years and mainly in the salon.
Yes.
Okay. The brand name you used was Dark and Lovely. And I'm not going to reread that confusing question again because we already clarified that one a few times. You said that you received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and a complete hysterectomy. And the treatment date was around 1/18/2024.
Yes.
Okay. Your treating doctor was Lori Corey at 3400 Civic Center Boulevard, Floor 3, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You already confirmed the spelling of your first and last name a few times. We already confirmed your social. You said your health insurance is Keystone First?
Yes.
Okay. Your email is your first name, last name, 0909 at iCloud.com?
Correct.
Okay, this phone number that we're speaking on is your mobile phone number, and you prefer text first, and best time of day to reach you is morning.
Correct.
Okay. Your address is 1324 North 53rd Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131.
Correct.
Okay. And you said you don't have a copy of your medical records on you, but they are at the hospital, and if needed to, you would provide them electronically, correct?
Yes, I will, yes.
Okay. And then I have your daughter is your emergency contact. Okay. Now, I am
correct.
Setting up the documents right now.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I send them, so then you'll receive them as both a text message and an email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I'm just making sure everything copied over to the documents correctly. Now, I just sent them, so you should receive them right about now. Let me know if you receive
yes.
them. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I got the okay, so sign on here, click on here.
Yes, please. Yeah, you'll see
sign.
A start button, and then it should guide you to everywhere you either need to sign or initial.
Okay.
Okay, now while you're doing that, I'll kind of explain the process of what's going to happen next. Let me know if you want
okay.
me to not, though, in case if you'd rather focus on that.
You can I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening,
okay.
And if I have a question, I'll ask you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what's going to happen is once I receive the documents, the law firm is going to reach out to you within 72 hours. Now, it will most likely be 72 business hours, but sometimes they work Sundays, okay? So you should hear from them. Let's see, it's Friday. You should hear from them on Wednesday. If you do not hear from them by Wednesday, please call me on Thursday, and I will connect you straight to them, okay? Now, when they call
yes.
you, they're just going to verify the information that I went over to make sure that they got it correctly on their end, and then they will start the process for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then basically that's it. Once they get it going on your end, they will only reach out if anything needs to be obtained, okay? They try to make it
okay.
as smooth of a process for you, okay? And then here, let me text you right now. That way you have my number. Like I said, please, if you have any friends or family that have also been affected, please have them reach out to me. That way we can help get their voice heard as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then let me...
Okay. Okay. Okay, start. Ooh, so small, I can't see.
I know, right. It's so tiny.
Oh my goodness. So it looked like, let me clear it and try to redo it. Let me see.
Yeah, take your time. Okay, we're in no rush.
I was trying to look at the signature. It looked horrible. Oh my goodness. All right. So here.
Okay. Okay, I think I received them, so let me take a look.
Okay.
Okay, I did receive them on my end, so everything looks good to go. I did also text you from my personal number. Let me know if you got that.
Okay, I'm going to see. Yes, okay, let me see, because I'm going to save you in. Let me go back. Yes, I do. I have
okay.
you.
Beautiful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I do want to say, you know, my heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced, and I do admire your strength through such a difficult time. I am so sorry that I had to open or ask questions that opened any wounds. I do apologize for that.
Yeah.
But let's get these companies held accountable for what they've done, okay?
Yes. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. Do you have any questions for me?
No, it just brings tears to my eyes right now, but thank you so much.
Okay, of course. You have a
Thanks
blessed day. Thank you for your time.
All right.
And you'll hear from the attorney soon, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're
have
welcome.
Have a good night.
You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.